Chapter 3. Day 1 in York. My heart was pounding against my chest, and my hands got sticky with sweat. "He called me Laney, baby," my mind whispered. "Cale Hunt is standing in front of me in the flesh, and he called me Laney, baby." I felt like I was thrust back into my early years when things were okay with us, when things weren't arduous. I forced that knowledge to the very back of my mind and willed myself to calm down. I refused to appear as flustered and unprepared for this meeting as I truly was. I knew coming back here heightened the possibilities of running into Cale. I just hadn't realized it would happen 10 minutes after I stepped foot through my parents' front door. "How are you?" I asked after a long stretch of silence, my voice formal. Cale's lips thin to a line. "I'm good, kid. You?" Kid. I wanted to growl that I wasn't a damn kid anymore, but I didn't. I somehow kept my composure. I glanced at my uncle's coffin, then back to Cale. "Been better." He frowned and nodded in understanding. "It's good to have you home." "Was it?" A voice in my head taunted. "Thanks," I replied, then lied through my teeth. "It's good to be back." It wasn't good to be back. It was absolute torture standing here and acting like I wasn't hurting all over again. Like my heart didn't kick into overdrive at the mere sight of him. Like my palms didn't itch as they ached to touch him. Like my knees didn't shake to keep from walking to him. Like shivers didn't dance up and down my spine upon hearing his husky voice. Like my lips didn't want to fucking devour his until there was nothing left in existence but the two of us. "It's only for a few days," I quickly reminded myself. "You can do this." I remained mute as my family suggested we go into the sitting room so we could talk. I went with them because I needed to be away from my uncle for a few moments to gather my thoughts. I was devastated over him and ripped apart at seeing Cale, and if I didn't leave the room soon and refocus, I feared I would have a nervous breakdown. I was the last to enter the sitting room, so I sat on the lounge chair across from everyone else on the huge L-shaped sofa where Lachlan already sat, scowling at me. I pretended not to notice him, even though I was hyper-aware of his gaze on me. My brothers, like my mum and uncle, were fraternal twins.